Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have the corporate customer relations manager for the Westher Automotive Group. And this is a very, very large corporation, the 20th largest auto dealership chain in the United States. Our guest today is Ray Ammerman, lifelong Western New Yorker, married to Kim. They have one son, Tyler. He is also owner of Safe Driver Academy Defensive Driving Instruction, and he's a wedding officiant. Today, our guest on the Rusk Report, Ray Ammerman. He is the former editor-in-chief of the Metro Community News for many years, and he worked so hard in that job. Every week, he spent overnight and worked through the night, one night every week, for several years. Our guest today, corporate customer relations manager of Westher Automotive, for Ray Ammerman. What is your role as corporate customer relations manager of Westher?
Well, I have several roles in that position. One of the primary roles is a behind-the-scenes role, and that is to, on a monthly basis, track the customer satisfaction scores. You know, those surveys you always get after you buy a car or have
right.
a car serviced.
I'm familiar.
So I track and chart the scores for every sales consultant in the group, which is about 300 of them, and a couple of hundred service advisors as well. And I track them for how they're doing. And when they're doing well, I give them the good old pat on the back. And when they could use improvement, we do some coaching. That's a big part of the job.
And how do you motivate these salespeople to be not aggressive, but assertive and follow through and to close on these deals? How do you motivate them? Because some people get a little lazy and hands
yeah.
off. And how do you keep them on the mission?
We're very fortunate, the Westher Group. We have a very, very solid training program for sales consultants. And it is a consultant-based system. It's consultancy. It's at the customer's pace. And it's simply consulting to the point where a sale seems to make sense for the customer more so maybe even than for us. It's there are specific steps to the sale. We have some rigorous training on it and retraining on it. You don't come in and just sit at a desk with a pen and start selling cars. And then, of course, we have some important core values that we stick to, and ongoing training keeps everybody on the straight and narrow. And again, we have about 300 sales consultants now, and I'm happy to report that being the guy that does those customer satisfaction reports, pretty rare on a monthly basis to see more than a couple of them that are actually below the zone target. So, yeah, it's working quite well.
Very good. Now, you cover big territory because Westher is all over Western New York. You must have to drive to 20 different locations every month. What is that like?
Well, actually, one of the benefits we have is that for a large dealer group, we have 23 dealerships. We're representing 21 brands, but geographically, we have a very small footprint compared to a lot of other dealer groups. We're essentially Western New York and three dealerships now in Rochester. We have a BMW, Mercedes, and Ford franchise in Rochester. Other than that, everything is concentrated on the Hamburg Orchard Park, Williamsville, Amherst, and Lockport areas. And one of the benefits that gives us is of these 300 sales consultants, they can sell every brand. You may be seated at a Dodge dealership, but if you have a customer who wants to buy a Honda, well, you could sell the Honda. And we could sell any of 2,000 used cars from any of those franchises out of any of the roofs. So it's a great benefit for the salespeople. It's probably one of the reasons that the brand has grown so rapidly.
I've bought 4 cars in the last few years with my wife from West Her.
Appreciate it.
We're very pleased with the very good sales and service. Now let's talk about something else you're involved in. And on the card, it says Safe Driver Academy. And there's a graduate with a thumbs up sign. Very creative card, very colorful. And you own this. What is this all about?
Well, it's a defensive driving course, and I teach the course. It's the New York State course that reduces your car insurance by 10% and reduces up to 4 points from your driving record. They've been taught for years by many, many different groups, and I started teaching for another gentleman a couple of years ago. One of the reasons I did was so that we could teach the class to our West Her employees and their family members. Scott Beeler, the president of West Her, wanted our employees to take these courses, and it seemed like a good fit that I would be able to teach it. Unfortunately, my friend that I was teaching for, he passed away. And when that happened, I started my own firm to kind of pick up where that left off, and hence Safe Driver Academy.
So where do you give these courses? Where is it located?
I give the courses at local hotels, conference rooms, whatever's available. It tends to be the Hampton Inn across from the airport lately. They have a great facility. I also do a lot of corporate classes where a business may ask me to come in and teach their employees over a few classes. I've got a contract with Tops Markets at this point, the Erie County Water Authority. I work with many churches, many businesses. It's great. I've got to tell you, when you teach these classes to a company and the employees come and they bring their spouses or their kids, it's almost a social event more so than just a defensive driving class. And the tagline for my brand is laugh a little and live a lot. You may have heard of this. It's the comedy-based defensive driving class. So, to go and sit for 6 hours to hear about defensive driving is a little tiresome for most, but the defensive driving class I teach is essentially 6 hours of stand-up comedy. Keeps you entertained. When you're entertained, you stay awake. When you stay awake, you learn. So, yeah, we have a great time with the company classes.
Now, can they reduce their insurance rates, these companies and organizations such as Tops Markets, when the employees or their truck drivers take your class? What reduction can they get?
The actual name of the course is technically the Point and Insurance Reduction Program, and it applies strictly to individual drivers and their personal insurance policies. So, no, the companies do not enjoy a specific reduction for their company insurance. However, several of the company CEOs, chief operating officers, and executive officers have told me they want to take these rosters that show that a certain percentage of their employees have taken the class, and while I can't reduce a current insurance rate, when they're negotiating their ongoing insurance rates with their companies, they say they can bring this up and say, hey, how about not having that increase this year, or let's reduce the normal increases that we get because we're devoted to safe driving amongst our employees.
And what about rates of less accidents with these companies? Have you done a survey or study
see New York State
how
tracks
it has helped?
Yeah, New York State tracks it. So when you take my class, I'm going to take your driver ID number, your driver's license number. It goes through the state registry. That's how you get your reduction of DMV points if you have any and your insurance reduction. And then New York State tracks the folks that have taken my course, and part of the license for me to be able to teach this in New York is I have to demonstrate statistically that my students have fewer accidents and fewer violations. And the good news is, since I've started teaching, this has been February of 14, my classes have shown, compared to the general public, a reduction of 39.9% in accidents and violations. So it clearly works.
I would think the police departments and the sheriff's office should take advantage of your service.
They are our friends. Yes, we speak highly of the police when we do these classes. And I got to tell you, when you get students in there that have been, shall we say, recommended by the court system to attend a class, you notice that there tends to be, amongst some of these guys, and that tends to be guys too, this tendency to be angry with the police, as if it was the policeman's fault that they got pulled over. And I really turned them around during this class. Of course, I'm from a police background. My father was an officer 30 years. I have 2 brothers on the Buffalo Force. And I know they're only out there for the public safety and the public good. But I'll tell you, some young guy gets pulled over for running a stoplight or speeding. So many times they try to pin it on it being the cop's fault. It's pretty funny. I took a call on the way here tonight from a gentleman who has to take my class. Young man. He has to reduce points. I said, oh, what'd they get you for? And he said, I was driving 93 in a 55. Is it 93 and a 55?
He could have killed five people.
He could have killed five people. Now, it's
terrible.
Yeah, so this is the kind of guy that you want to track the results after him attending the class. It's
important. It sounds very reckless to act like that.
I mean, young male. Young males. Why do young males have the highest insurance rates?
Under 25 years of age?
Oh, yes.
I don't get it. For those who have just tuned in, we're learning all about Ray Ammerman, and he's in charge of the Safe Driver Academy Defensive Driving Instruction, Ray Ammerman. He is also Corporate Customer Relations Manager for Wester New York, and he's doing a great job there. He's the former manager of the Jaguar facility in Amherst, New York. Ray Ammerman, lifelong West New Yorker. Our guest on the Rusk Report today. If you're listening in Amherst or Toronto or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. And just today, in our fan mail, we have letters from Amherst, Rochester, New York, and Lamont, Illinois, to the Rusk Report. So stay tuned. We'd like to hear from you. Again, he's married to his wife, Kim, and they have an adult son, Tyler. He's a former newspaper editor with the Metro Community News and a wedding officiant. Now, we had another wedding officiant on this program, Barry Lillis, some years ago.
Oh, right? I attended one of Barry's weddings.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
He's a very nice man, and he's done a lot for the Erie County Medical Center and people who have drug and alcohol challenges. He's a wonderful person. But tell us, what is it like, what you do as a wedding officiant, where you do it, the reaction you get from people, and how these people are staying together as married couples?
Well, okay, let's go to the statistics, as far as I know them anyway. I've performed so far probably about 50 New York State weddings, and I only know of one couple that is no longer together. So that certainly beats the national divorce rates.
It wasn't your fault.
Not that I'm familiar. I don't believe it was my fault.
Okay.
Really exciting out of this, though, is so my first wedding was about 5.5, 6 years ago, and it was actually for the young lady that cut my hair. And folks in radio land, you can't see that I don't have much hair to cut, but she's such a nice girl, I still
go
there.
Have it on your chin.
That's right. So I still go there for haircuts, but she wanted to get married, and I performed the wedding, and then they had a child, and that's really exciting. You perform these weddings, and later on, you see all the children that are born to these couples, and it's beautiful. So I did this. I confess, I started the wedding officiating almost on a lark, just to say I could do it, and I found the rules of it, and I got ordained online, and I take it very seriously. I make sure that these ceremonies are very meaningful. They're custom tailored to the couple. I will use the couple's whole relationship and build the ceremony around that, including readings. And I like to integrate, say, the words from their favorite songs or important readings into the whole ceremony. And I have a goal. Here's how I know I have a successful ceremony. You ready?
Yeah.
If the congregation laughs and cries during the ceremony, to me, that's a successful ceremony.
But if they're crying...
Oh, I mean, tears of joy. You know how it is to cry at a wedding.
Not tears of disappointment.
No. So, well, I don't know. You've seen some of these grooms. No, that's not fair. So, and a few times I've integrated different languages into the ceremonies. I had one ceremony that I thought was hysterical. I said, what are we going to do here, guys? Tell me about yourselves. And it turns out that he was a Scot, and he wore his tartans and kilts, and she was Ukrainian. How do you write a wedding for a Scot and a Ukrainian? And I found commonality in the cultures, and I did some research on the ceremonies, and it just blew their mind. And, I get such a charge out of it. I just love doing them.
Very good, very good. Sounds very fulfilling. Now, your boss made a lot of press a few months ago. He was very generous, as he is to many community organizations. I'm talking about Scott Beeler, who heads Wester New York, and he gave a beautiful donation. I know he does not want to disclose the amount, but I'm sure it was very generous to the Roswell Park Cancer Institute. First, let's find out why he gave this, the significance of this, and what type of guy Scott Beeler is.
Yeah, he's almost indescribable. I mean, He is exactly what you would want to be in your chief executive officer for any firm. And I'm sure he'd be upset that I'm saying this, but I wish he'd run for president this year. He's a terrific man.
Probably do a much better job.
He would, certainly would. He's a terrific man. He's exceedingly
decisive,
exceedingly generous, 100% ethical, and all the while a very cheerful and upbeat man. And his heart and soul is in Western New York. He has built this company from what was a sleepy suburban Ford dealership to now the 20th largest dealer group in the country. And he's done it absolutely the right way, surrounding himself with the right people, holding people accountable to follow our core principles, but also putting his arm around people who need help and assistance. And that includes the community. And what his relationship with Roswell has been remarkable, and it's just gone to the next level. So what you're alluding to there is it was last month that they had a ceremony unveiling the naming of their new clinical sciences center at Roswell Park. And we knew Scott was very involved with Roswell. We're very proud of him. But so here we are along the rooftop of the parking garage facing this beautiful 14-story building. And they introduce it as the Scott Beeler Clinical Sciences Center. And I got to tell you, not a dry eye in the place. It was amazing. Just, and yes, the donation clearly was magnanimous, to say the least. And Scott, in his normal way, would never want that figure to be out because that's not what matters to him.
Now, what takes place in that center? Do they have research, patients, inpatient, outpatient, patients staying overnight? What happens in that sense?
From what I understand, it basically, and I can't give out a specific figure because I don't know it, but it vastly increases the overall capacity of the entire Roswell campus there, and it includes all of those, you know, patient treatment, clinical sciences, which would include research, and
so it's a big center. It's large.
Oh, it's very large. It's a very large, and I must say it's a beautiful, beautiful building. A great job of integrating the color scheme from the Roswell campus into this brand new building. Couldn't be more proud, and it's so nice to know that Scott, again, he's too humble to say this, but man, to see Scott standing in front of this edifice and to know he's associated permanently with what that place is going to do for Western New York, it's why I work for this guy. He is, I couldn't imagine working for anyone else.
Well, it's nice that Scott Beeler and Western New York gives back to the community. Let's talk a little bit more about the growth, and you've got so many different brands from BMW to Toyota, used cars. You have numerous locations throughout Buffalo and Rochester. Let's talk about the whole comprehensive picture of Wester, what you're involved with.
Yeah. Well, again, we started out as a Ford dealership on Clark Street in Hamburg back in 1950, and then Brad Hafner, who's the chairman of the Wester Group and one of the owners. Brad started there as a salesperson and bought into it, and then brought Scott on board, and Scott joined in as a partner, and they grew from there. But they started as a little Ford dealership, and then the real growth started after that, ironically around 1995. That's when I started. No, it's coincidental, I assure you. But now the brands are...
You've been there 21 years?
I've been there 21 years. Yeah.
I can't believe it, because it feels like 10 years ago when you were working overnight at the Metro Community News.
Yeah, the Metro News. Yeah.
I can't believe it's been that long.
It's been that long. I know. But, you know, it's the old line. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And so I haven't worked in 21 years. I've just been employed by the Wester Group. You know, it hasn't been work. It's been wonderful. And the growth has been tremendous. Yeah, now we are up to, again, it's 23 stores, dealerships, rooftops, 21 different brands. We also have two standalone used car operations. Now, that's a tremendous thing. The used car operation alone, when I started back in 95, I think through the whole group, which was then three or four stores total, I think we had about 250 used cars in stock. This spring, we are stocking over 2,200 used cars on Wester.com. 2,200!
That's a lot.
And I've been here to watch all this growth. It just boggles the mind.
So it's grown tenfold in the last 21 years.
Correct. One store at a time. And the growth has been smart. It's when we have an opportunity to have a dealer join our group, we go in and re-interview everyone for the jobs and make sure we get that Wester culture into the new dealership. And we've never taken over a dealership to have it go backwards. Every time we've taken over a dealership, the growth has been incredible. And not just the growth in the numbers of sales and the numbers of cars being serviced, but also we see that growth in that part that I monitor, which is the customer satisfaction levels. And I think the buying public would be happy to know that the good guys win. If you demonstrate great customer satisfaction skills, it is directly related to how many cars you're going to sell. And that's how we've been doing it.
Let's talk a little bit more about defensive driving. First, let's explain what that is and how people can be more careful and alert to prevent accidents.
Right. So, number one cause of fatal accidents is still speed. The number two cause of fatal accidents is fatigue. The number three cause is distracted driving. Now, I think we all know, and we see it on the news, and the culture is full of it, that distracted driving, sadly, is starting to approach the frequency of fatal accidents as fatigue is doing. And it is because we're an electronic culture and we're in love with our cell phones. So these are all things that need to be addressed. But what I address more than the nuts and bolts of, you know, what is the correct lane to turn from? How far off should you turn on your turn signal? How do you come to a complete and safe stop? That's the nuts and bolts of it. But what I like to talk about and concentrate a little more on in my class, and it kind of surprises folks, is a bit of the psychology of being behind the wheel. And I preface the classes by saying, folks, I want you to understand this. And please, if you're driving while you're listening to this, think about this. Driving is an unnatural act. We are born with feet. We are born with hearts. We're not born with tires and wheels and internal combustion engines. We are meant to get around by foot. That's what nature's decided. But the brilliance of man, of course, we figured out how to get around in vehicles. But what that causes is when you do that, it's a natural stressor. It's natural that you go into a defensive mode mentally and you're on edge. In young men, we talk about their insurance rates. What is it about young men that they're the worst drivers? Well, what do young men have racing through their veins they have no control over? A lot of testosterone. So let's mix aggressive young men.
Is that the reason?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's mix aggressive young men with testosterone, which nature's endowed them with for very important biological reasons,
okay.
And then say, let's put you in an unnatural setting and put you behind the wheel of a vehicle. And it's a bad combination. So I talk a lot about the psychology of that and having to fight nature and be better educated and alert and aware so that you don't do unnatural things, don't do stupid things. You know, the cover of my workbook that accompanies my class is, driving is not a competition. It's not a race. We all have the same goal. Get to our destination safely and efficiently with as little stress as possible while helping fellow motorists do the same thing. Now, that's what always seems to rankle some of the students. Like, well, no, that guy who's tailgating me, it's his fault. No, it's not. Everybody in the audience listening today, if you've never tailgated someone, raise your hand. And if you've raised it, put it down because you're lying, because everybody's done it. So when you see that person tailgating you in the rearview mirror, instead of thinking, oh, what a horrible person, and maybe wanting to slam on your brakes or, you know, tell them they're number one, if you know what I mean, how about instead saying, you know what, I've had to do that sometimes because I wasn't thinking or I was in a rush. What can I do to make it easier for that guy behind me? What a change in mindset. You know, and the first few times you try to force yourself to do that because it's an unnatural reaction, boy, the results are great. When you take the pressure off them, you take the pressure off you. So that's kind of the thrust of my defensive driving classes. Let's change the psychology a little bit of how you feel behind the wheel so you enjoy your drive better, you're safer, fewer tickets, less gas. It's a win-win-win.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, our guest today is the Corporate Customer Relations Manager for Wester Automotive Group throughout Western New York, Ray Ammerman. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We greet all cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners. Ray Ammerman is a lifelong West New Yorker, married to Kim. They have an adult son, Tyler. He's also a former newspaper editor with the Metro Community News. He used to manage the Jaguar of Amherst dealership. He owns Safe Driver Academy, defensive driving instruction, and he's a wedding officiant. Ray Ammerman, our guest today on the Rusk Report. Let's talk a little bit more about future growth of Wester. Where are they going to go from here? Are they going to go into the Southern Tier or Syracuse? What are the plans?
I always like to describe myself as the smallest of the big shots. It's a great place to be. In other words, I'll tell you what, the bosses don't share with me what those plans are, but I do know how we grow. We rarely would aggressively go out and pursue franchises. We tend to wait and see who might be looking to make a change at their level, and then we can weigh that and see if it makes sense. So honestly, Brian, I could not tell you where the next opportunity may be and what we might take advantage of. I do have great confidence in the management group, the directors group at the upper level at West Her to make all the great decisions. We brought in a new chief operating officer last year, Jed Hunter, and he has been spectacular. He came to us from the Penske Group, came from Cleveland, and he gives great perspective from, you know, an outside market. And I just know whatever it is and whichever direction they go, it's going to be smart. You know, it's not going to be a silly mistake. It's going to be well thought out. And the other thing about it, it'll be a surprise to an awful lot of people because that seems to be how the growth happens.
Very good. Now, West Her is the 20th largest in the United States. Now, it's one thing to get there. How do you stay there?
Yeah, right. Isn't that the case? It's a case about anything, right? It's one challenge to get to the top. It's even harder to stay there because then everybody starts gunning for you. So our growth, of course, starts with our core of customers that we already have. There's going out and getting new customers, of course, is important. But for us, it's catering to and maintaining the great owner body that we have. So many of our sales consultants. I was just working on an event today for our President's Club, which is for sales consultants who have sold over 200 cars a year, and that'll be next Tuesday. We're doing an event. Out of our 300 sales consultants, 70 of them are in that range already, and many more looking to get there this year. And they make it through repeat and referral business. It's not by going out and finding new customers. It's by catering to the owner body that we already have. So it's diligent follow-up, great relationship building. That's the key to holding on to that group. And then as they have children, where are they going to buy cars? Brian, you mentioned you bought four cars from us. Really appreciate that. Your daughter's in the market for a car. Where are you going?
West Her.
See how it works? So that's where the growth comes from. It's not running another flashy commercial and, you know, just splashing around silly offers to get people in the door only to change the numbers on them when they get there. That's not our way of doing things. And speaking of that, by the way, I think Steve Tasker is the best spokesperson. The West Her spokesman, Steve Tasker, the standout special teams
guy. Comes to your events.
He's at our events. He's tremendous, just tremendous. And I think he really reflects the character of our auto group. You know, not flash, but man, talented, diligent, hardworking. You know, every man's every man. Love the man. And, yeah, he's a great representative.
What is the corporate philosophy of West Her Automotive Group?
Yeah.
What do you stand for?
So the core values, a lot of companies have their core values list, and we have ours. And they've been well, you know, memorized throughout the group, and we bring them up at most meetings and just keep reinforcing them. And it almost sounds cliched, but you know what? Behind just about every cliche, there's some truth to it, right? So our core values are, first off, integrity. There we go. Scott Buehler, the model of integrity. You do it right or you don't do it at all. Excellence. So strive to be the best at what you do. When you have a technician who does the job, you know, maybe you're just an oil change guy, but you do it the best. It's always the cleanest job. Urgency, my personal favorite of the six core values, urgency. If you need to get back to a customer, there's no reason to wait till tomorrow. Get back to them now. And that's not just for an external customer who's a car buyer or servicing their car. That's for internal customers, too. When you promise somebody that within the dealership you're going to do something for them, do it right away. Empathy, building relationships with our customers based on more than just automotive sales and servicing. We really get to know who these people are. We donate vast sums to Roswell Park, and also we're very active with hospice, kids escaping drugs, child and family services. Those are some of our larger charities. But last year we gave away donations to 600-some groups. We spent over $600,000 in donations, and most of those are through our customer base because we know who these people are and they know the causes that are important, and we give back to them because that's showing empathy. And of course, it's also showing respect, which is our fifth core value. And it finishes up with teamwork.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from the corporate customer relations manager for West Her Automotive Group, Ray Ammerman. Special thanks to Kevin Carr. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guests, Sam Levine, Congressman Pete Hoekstra, Dr. Laszlo Mechtler. And coming up, Ed Rutkowski, Booker Edgerson of the Buffalo Bills, and entrepreneur Nancy Murphy. Thank you for teaching us so much, Ray Ammerman. Have a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.